Everybody said his statement was beautiful. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement.
All this week, we've been hearing from you on the events in Charlottesville on white supremacy and violence. But now we hear just from some of our listeners who support President Trump and how they reacted to his remarks yesterday.
As far as the media goes, Donald Trump can do nothing right. He responded in a very appropriate way, very quickly.
Kenneth Lancey is a Trump supporter and a former Democrat from Ohio.
When they're complaining about simple words that he didn't use, when President Obama for 8 years could not say Islamic terrorism, that's disgusting. They should take a good hard look at themselves and realize that if they continue down this way, they're only hurting America. Donald Trump, thank God for you. He has stood up to Korea, and at this point, they have taken a pass. That doesn't happen just by accident. Leadership is what makes things happen. He is doing an excellent job. The media should go take a vacation because there's nothing he's going to say that's going to make them happy.
We also heard from Matt Olson. He's from Ellsworth, Wisconsin.
In response to Donald Trump's speech, the truth is he's kind of right on several points. The point being, not wanting to release a statement until the full facts come out is probably the best thing to do. In regards to both sides being held responsible for the violence, once again, not PC, but it also appears to be true. What the driver did was evil, and I hope he gets everything he deserves for punishment-wise. But President Trump did point out that there was extremism on both sides, and that is a fact. What he said about Washington was also interesting. He did mention George Washington was a slave owner, you know, and kind of like, where does it stop?
Blame all sides? Absolutely. I looked at the pictures.
And that's Kevin Loney, a Trump supporter from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Did he miss a chance to bring America together? No, because the crowd in front of him just continued to pour gas about everything but what happened in Virginia. And yes, the neo-Nazis and white supremacists were there, but also there were a bunch of young people, baseball caps, black handkerchiefs over their face, backpacks, and clubs. The whole tone of the press conference, I think they should fire all the White House correspondents, and I have thought about this for a long time. I was very happy with the way that he took them on, very much like some very high-powered presidents I've worked for in industry. It's what I hoped for when I voted for him and when I vote for him again. I listened to a left-leaning station in Boston. They didn't mention these young people in baseball caps with covered faces. All they kept talking about were these armed-to-the-teeth, long-gun, neo-fascist white supremacists. It's about time we look at both sides of the equation. I applaud the president for saying there's two sides to every story. He condemned both sides, but there still is two sides.
Reactions from some of our listeners who support President Trump. Thanks to Kenneth and Matt and Kevin for weighing in. You can have your voice heard as well. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And later on in the show, we'll hear from a World War II veteran with a much wider lens and his own perspective on this moment of political and social upheaval. Stay with us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.